Winter still has a grasp on the Midwest, and it's going to prevail for a while, even though the first day of spring is right here at our threshold. We are expecting to see temperatures this afternoon still well below average across parts of the Midwest, and will likely remain that way for the next couple of days, but some brief warming will occur ahead of a storm system that's expected over the weekend. The temperatures this morning were already in the single-digit readings, reaching all the way down into portions of northern Iowa and southern Wisconsin, and in the teens and lower 20s in the rest of the Midwest. And that follows a day of rather chilly temperatures across a big part of the Midwest here yesterday. Most of the afternoon highs across the Midwest were limited to the teens and 20s across the north from the eastern Dakotas over to Michigan, while we saw readings only in the 30s and 40s across the lower parts of the Midwest. The forecast is not promoting a tremendous amount of warming, as I mentioned before, and the temperatures over these next couple of days will continue to be, if nothing else, a little bit colder than they were yesterday. We expect to see high temperatures this afternoon to run mostly in the teens and 20s in the northwestern part of the Midwest, while the lower parts of the region will see 20s and 30s. The only 40-degree temperatures will be in Kansas and parts of Nebraska and maybe a few areas right along the Ohio River. And we'll look for high temperatures tomorrow afternoon, still quite chilly across the Midwest, with 30-degree readings likely in the majority of the lower and eastern parts of the region, while teens and 20s still occur in the northwest. The temperatures will begin to rebound a little bit. Like I said, temporarily ahead of the next storm system on Friday and Saturday afternoons, we'll look for temperatures in the 30s and 40s across a big part of the Midwest, and it wouldn't be surprising at all to see some 50-degree readings occurring in the Ohio River Valley and parts of Missouri. Right after the weekend storm system passes, though, temperatures will turn colder than normal again, and we'll have a very chilly first half of next week as well as the latter part of the weekend. The storm system that's coming up here over the end of this week and into the weekend will be a significant event for a big part of the U.S. Central Plains and a fair amount of the Midwest. Another round of significant storminess is expected. Moisture totals in the Central Plains, including Colorado, Kansas, and Nebraska, will run from about a quarter to three-quarters of an inch, with some local totals getting up over an inch. The storm system will produce a half to 1.5 inches of moisture across the heart of the Midwest, with a swath of very heavy snowfall expected to occur from portions of Nebraska and Kansas into Michigan and portions of nearby states. The accumulations in the Central Plains will run 4 to 10 inches with some locally greater amounts, and the accumulations in the heart of the Midwest will run 3 to 9 with some local totals to maybe upwards to around 11 inches. The storm system will begin tomorrow into Friday, but it will occur as a weaker disturbance during that period of time. The main storm system will hold back and occur over the weekend itself. During that period of time, we'll likely see the greatest amount of precipitation occurring across both the east, the central portion of the plains and throughout much of the Midwest. The storm system that occurs initially here tomorrow into Friday will only produce light amounts of precipitation, and mostly in the southwestern Corn Belt and portions of Kansas, Nebraska, and northeastern Oklahoma. The main thrust of the weekend storm will likely get started Friday evening and continuing into Monday across the eastern Midwest. The western portions of the Corn Belt will likely see the least amount of precipitation, especially the northwest, I should say. Those areas will probably see only light amounts of snowfall, and most of the precipitation in the western Corn Belt will be over by the time we get to Sunday morning. Well, then we'll have a period of dry and cool weather for the first half of next week. The latter part of next week will turn warmer, and then we'll see another increase in precipitation expected. For those of you wondering what the early days of the planting season are going to be like, the soil is going to be quite moist and quite cold. Most likely, we won't get into the fields as quickly as we want for at least the initial week of the planting season. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.